Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in some teaching I've been doing on the principles of praise. Beloved, God wants His children. We are the children of God, but He doesn't want us to remain as children as far as our spiritual maturity. He called His disciples no longer servants, remember, but friends. And in the last chapter of the book, Revelation, the end of the age, we're called kings and priests. We're no longer friends, but His bride. He's coming for His bride, praise God. A queen is married to a king, praise God. And so in Psalm 27 and 8 it says, "When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, O Lord, will I seek." And so the elements of scriptural worship, which may seem strange to some that don't know the Word of God, bless the Lord and the Holy Spirit. It's His sovereign right to orchestrate our praise individually as well as corporately. We need to be led by the Spirit and let the Holy Spirit direct us. Now, when we talk about praising God, especially using our bodies according to the scriptural pattern, it is a humbling experience. Even the very act, for example, of kneeling, although it's quite accepted, so people don't really have too much of an issue with that kneeling in church, especially many of the denominational churches have like it's a kneeling bench, if you will, connected with the pews. And so that's not so much of an issue, but raising hands or shouting or doing, you know, dancing or anything like that could be very strange to someone who's not been informed or advised. But as we learn the scriptural pattern, importantly, you know, it's also important. We don't want to go somewhere, unfamiliar church, and then just, we need to be sensitive to our surroundings. It's the pastor's obligation to be able to instruct his flock in the ways that are important. And so we have to understand that, yes, it is, we have to be sensitive to the wherever we're worshiping, but, and if you're in a place that does not very expressive, maybe you want to search for a church where there is more of freedom, clapping of hands and lifting of hands and praising God and dancing before the Lord. God can lead you. He can show you. But using our bodies is a humbling experience. Kneeling before God, laying prostrate before the Lord. And so often people, we're so conscious of peer pressure. What will other people think? And we don't want to appear fanatical. We want to look dignified, okay? Well, you know what? One of the most powerful, beautiful praisers of any generation, he set a pattern for us, is David. And in the second book of Samuel, chapter 6, verses 14 through 15, it says, this was bringing the ark into the city of David. David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. In other words, he wasn't dressed in his kingly garments. He was worshiping as a child of God, if you will, just a minimal dress to be able to have freedom, to be able to express his heart to the Lord and his love and his joy. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Praise God. So if you've been listening to what I've been sharing thus far, you might have some difficulties trying to accept it or be able to enter into it. But We need to examine our hearts and look at the reasons why. Is that just, you know, some people are just set in their ways and that's how, what they've done, and they don't want to change it. Not just in the area of praise and worship, but in a lot of ways. And we need to be teachable. I don't care how old we get, we always should be wanting to desire new information, new knowledge, new wisdom, things that would enhance our walk with the Lord and to be a better Christian, to be a greater ambassador for Him. And even though, you know, your family may have worshipped a certain way for years, and you might say, well, you know, I'm just not demonstrative. I'm not able to express myself in a physical way, maybe because of upbringing or emotional hurts. But remember, the sacrifice of praise is a priestly duty. There were priests, Levites, who were set aside to praise the Lord continually round the clock before the tabernacle of the Lord. And so we lay down our feelings, the sacrifice of praise, remember, and we surrender our habits of years. We give up our preconceived methods of serving God and hear and obey what the scriptures say. Thus saith the word of the Lord. And as we worship God, God can heal you. I remember years ago, Brother Glass was having, and Lee were having service in San Jose, and I was really tired. And I'm a person, I've always stood up. I have always lifted my hands from pretty much a baby Christian, because it felt awkward at first. I just did it a little bit, and the freer I got, the more comfortable I got, I raised my hand fully, my arms fully extended, because that was my way of expressing praise to Him. But understand, beloved, it's a gradual process. It's a growth of our spirit, our minds and understanding, and also it is a submission of our soul, learning the ways of the Lord. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not just turning on a light switch, but God will honor the sincere cry of your heart. Praise God. And so, you know, we really need to look at the attitudes of our heart. What are the opinions we hold? Is it your tradition? Is it what you're comfortable doing? Is it your upbringing, your conditioning, your social and cultural values? What really is of God? Because that's the final standard that we have to measure ourselves against. And I'd like to share a scripture found in the book of Isaiah 61 and 3. He gives us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And this is personal for each saint of God. If we begin to praise God, so often we just have heaviness, we're going through difficult times, we're sorrowful. But if we start to praise God, He will minister to us. What I started to say, I was really tired. I didn't want to stand up in that San Jose service. And I stood up. And as I started in obedience and sacrifice just to praise God, my strength was renewed. It was really remarkable. And I learned, oh, okay, because I always stood up. And I thought, well, I'm just going to sit this out, you know, and I learned, no, God will meet me when I'm willing to give all that I can to the Lord. Psalm 40 and 3 says, and He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust the Lord. And as we do, what is that scripture saying? As we praise God, many shall see it and fear and shall trust the Lord. Well, true, genuine praise from the heart, it brings conviction. It brings repentance and a turning of the hearts of others toward God. The effect of music, beloved, and worship in song, sometimes it can be more powerful than the most anointed message. Music has that capacity. And, you know, I'm sure those of you many of you would agree with me that's true. That's the power of music. Also, I'd like to remind you that praise is also an offensive weapon. Psalm 149, it will break the shackles and bondages of the enemy. That's true not only for others, but for ourselves. You'll bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, speaking of the things that are occurred in the heavenlies when we praise God. And when we are in church, for example, a visitor coming, they could be so down, but it would bring joy and hope and encouragement to those because the presence of God is there. Why? That's an encouragement and example to others. There's a joy that comes in praising God. It is inevitable. It's given by the Holy Spirit. And our obedience to God inspires others to praise God and enjoy the blessings that come in serving the Lord His way. And then, of course, so there's a spiritual effect on others. And then the most important also is God dwells in praise. So are you hungry for the presence of God? A greater anointing in your life? Praise Him in your morning time. Praise Him in church. Let me give some scripture. Psalm 65:1 says, "Praise waiteth for thee in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed." Psalm 22:3 says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." And 2 Chronicles 5:13, this was at the dedication of Solomon's temple. I've always loved this passage. "It came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound," they were in one accord, beloved, "to be heard in thanking and praising God, the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice," remember the voice, praise vocal, "with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praise the Lord, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever," that the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. So the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. And scriptures tell us that the glory of this latter house would be greater than the former, whatever they experienced in the Old Testament. So, beloved, I hope I have given you some real incentive and reasons to praise God, not only in church, but in your individual prayer time and time before the Lord, that God desires the praises of His people. It glorifies Him. So may let me close in prayer. Father, we just thank You. The things we've shared, Lord, may we come into a new dimension of praise and worship. Let us worship You in spirit and in truth. Let us worship You according to the pattern You have set for us in Scripture, and we give You praise and honor in Jesus' name. And of course, beloved, that's all according to our abilities, the physical and other limitations we might have. God knows our heart. We just want to express our love to Him. Well, I'll be sharing more as the Lord leads, and I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Till next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,